Sukkis Kakiyum may be of Shiva also the Tammuz, the Ofeich Nisosim Asimcha, that come back and say a Shmuz in Yeshiva Akdesha. And the Vai should be a Hemshech, should have a regular Elv's man, winter's man, should be a Surah Stoimus. The Mishnah in Tanius tells us, Chamisha Dvorim Irois Avisenu B'Shiva Osa V'Tamus. B'Shiva Osa V'Tamus, Nishtabar Aluchois, the first thing that happened, Moshe Rabbeinu came down on Shiva Osa V'Tamus from the Har, that was the Mil Cheshbin of the 40 days, and he saw the Egel, and he broke the Luchos, Luchos Rishoyos. Later on in history, the Goyim and Xeris, and they stopped the Korban HaTomid. And then, the Gemara tells us in the second Bayis, the second Korban, Huvka Ir. The Goyim broke through the siege, the Romans broke through the siege of Yerushalayim, and they broke the wall of the city, and they started the 3 weeks that he made Ben Amitzorim of terrible sorrows, of Hariga, of Gufel, of Hazachim, which they did, till it came to Tisha B'Av, the Churban Habayis. Visorov Apostomus as Hatoira, there was a guy, Apostomus, who was going to say he burnt the Torah, burnt the sacred Torah. In the time of Menashe, Vehemid Selim Vehechal, and Menashe was Mamid, and Avodah Zarah in the Heichal, in the Beis Hamikdash. Five things happened on Shiva Asav HaTavos. The Rambam says in Perek Hei of Hilchos Tanius, Yeshom Yomim Shekol Yisrael Nisani Bohem, Mibnei Atzor Sheiru Bohem. There are set days, this is one of them, where Klal Yisrael fasts because of the tzoros that happened. And why do we fast? Kedei le'oire alevavois v'liftoyach darchei tshuva. The tachlis of the tonis is to be me'oire levavois, we should realize that something special, something happened today, and to be machzer as b'tshuva. V'yezeh zikaret le'maseinu haroim, and this day when we have a Tanis that awakens us up and makes us realize that this is a remembrance, and we should remember Maseinu Haroim, our Aveiros, our own Aveiros. We have to, the Tanis of this day is to think about our Aveiros. And Maisei Aveiseinu Shehoyu kemaaseinu, and the Averis of our fathers who are like our Maisei, which we have presently, Ad shegorav lahem velonu oisav atzoros. Till these Averis were going these tzoros. Ubezikaret tvorim elu, and when we remember these things, noshuv lehetiv, we should be choyzeh v'tshuveh, Shineba v'hisvadu v'savoyna v'savoyna v'savoyna. In the Chora, the Rambam's telling us that the Yisod of Yemei Atanis, the Yisod of today, is to be bespoiling on the Tzoros, to bring us to Tshuva. The five things happened today, they were Kovea, Asor, Shiva also the Tammuz for five different things. And the Tachlis of the Tonis is to be Moras for Tshuva because of these things that happened. Five stories, there must be a common thread in all five things. There must be a common Aveira, which is the Goyrek of these five Aveiras, these five Tzoros, which if we're misvoided on these Aveiras, then we can do Tshuva, we can make a Tikkun. Tachlis of the Tonis is not just we should starve and we should go sleep and forget about the problems of the day. Chas v'sholem. It's interesting that he says, "Yeses yikar lemaseinu haroyim, u'maisa v'seinu shahoya kemaseinu ato." We should be misguided on our maisim haroyim and the maisim v'seinu who are like our maisim today. Why does it say the other way round? Chayyim should be a zikar lemaseinu v'seinu. Maseinu, we're a hemshire for carrying out their avers. A vice though is the ikar of the day. If we're doing tshuva, we're supposed to do tshuva, we're supposed to have some service in tshuva, then it's the get to our maisim first and foremost. And the maisim of Maseinu are only a sivan for us to what maisim we are having, which we need to do tshuva. We can't do tshuva for them. We're doing tshuva for ourselves. And if we see that with the tzaddis is not being choizel esosan yosimche, with vice tzaddis, we haven't been attacking the problem which was all in the shayush. Of al komponim, the shayush has to be for maseinu. And the maise avoseinu should be a gilui for us. It's what is the shayush of our maisim? Because the we still haven't had the Yeshua. These five events, the Chayra, are different maisim. How do we put them all together? What's the chukut hashulish which goes through all these five maisim? But the Chayra, if we start with the Shtabra Aluchos, that lichoyer is the shoresh of the whole day, the shoresh of all the tzaros. We'll be misvoided, Ashliku, what was the problem in the Egel? What was the chet in the Egel? And then we can see, does this flow through the other four events that happened? Yodu alachem. The Cheta Egel was the Poshta Veir. Moshe Rabbeinu told them he's going up to the Har to recover Torah. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Manig of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was not just the Manig of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Dovi Sheshchida Metaveres Mitoch Groim. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Novi, the Manig of Klal Yisrael, when there's a Shaila which he didn't know, he could say, Ibdu Veshmo Mayitzave Hashem. Moshe Rabbeinu was the Emtsoi from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Klal Yisrael. And the whole Yetzias Mitzrayim, you're going through the Midbar, Kriyas Yamsu, the Nisyonos, Mon, Be'er, Adonai HaKovet, after coming to Maimed HaSinai, and the Sinas HaTorah, was all on Yidei Moshe Rabbeinu. We had a meridical connection with HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Moshe Rabbeinu. And now Moshe Rabbeinu told us, he's going up to the Har, to the Kabul Kol HaTorah Kul. Aboimyo. Came the sun, and did not want Moshe Rabbeinu to bring down the Luchos Hashniyim, the Luchos Rishonos. I have to understand that we were holding by the Tikkun HaGadol of the whole breed. Maimed HaSinai was a Tikkun of the Chet of Adam HaRishon. Adam HaRishon brought Misa into the world as a result of his chet. And by Adam HaRishon was nichnas, the chet of Adam HaRishon was nichnas, the Yetzer Hara, Lipnim. Before he entered the Eitz Hadas, Adam HaRishon had no Yetzer Hara Pnimi. He had Bechira. Obviously he had Bechira. He did the chet. But he didn't have any Yetzara Pnimi. The Hainu, he didn't have any Hisoyrus to do a Chet Mitzad Atzma. He himself, if he never would have bumped into the Nachosh, he never would have done an Aveir. And for Adam and Rishon, things were so clear that Aveira was, the Rishonim tell us, like it's so dangerous for us, we realize to jump into a furnace of fire is a crazy thing, it's a dangerous thing, it's not pasha, nobody would do such a thing. LMK, Nichnas Meirashtus, a person who goes and does something, kills himself, we say, he's a shoiter. Vehu adin, ve'enes, every chet is Nichnas Meirashtus. For Adam and Rishon, chet was as clear, as crazy and as bad, but as terrible as for us it is to jump into a furnace. But what? He had to have Nisayon, had to have a Nisayon. Because as Kaddish as Adam Rishon was, he still wasn't on the ultimate Madrega of Kedusha, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to give to the Adam, and that has to come through a Nisayon. Adam has to earn it. So the Rabbi Hashem sent the Nachosh, a koyach hara mibachutz, because Adam himself would never have had any Nisayon if he never would have met the Nachosh. And basically the Nachosh's drosha is that the furnace is geschmack, it's not dangerous, it's not, it's warm, it's very good, it's gemaltig, it's wonderful. Go into the furnace. And when Adam and Rishon did that, at the end of the Eitz Hadas, Adam was Yoyret Ploim. First of all, it was Nichnas Boy, the Yetzahar. And we don't have to meet a Nochosh to do Averas. Many times we have a Yisoyrus to do an Avera within ourselves. Little voice inside of us. Let's do an Avera here, an Avera there, look here, do this, shmooze here. It's not because of the Yetzar and Mibachutz. Sometimes the Averas come from the Yetzar and Mibachutz. And Kabuva Beyoy Bachocha Mivenu Moistomus. Yodam Misa. In order to get back to the Kedusha level that Adam could get, that his goof should be so Kaddish. Hafatzu, by the Rishonim describe a Trias HaMesim, where the goof is so Kaddish and is tofel to the Neshama, and the goof together with the Neshama is Dovek Bashem Yisrael. The goof with the Neshama is Nisanek Bashem, Nerem Yisim Bashem. In order for that to happen, our goofim, these goofim that we have, they're too megushim, they can't go back to that level. There has to be this. Melech babies, Umechaye Umatzmiach Yeshua. Misa is a Yeshua. Because then the revolution rebuilds the goof, and in Mirz Hashem, our goofim will be able to reach that level. The Pele is by Maimed Asinai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought Klal Yisrael back to the matzav of Adam Rishon Koidim Achet, from the Merdik Giluyim that there were in Maimed HaSinai. And perhaps, Pasuk says, Nafshi Yotza B'Dabroi, there was a Be'ed Misa by Maimed HaSinai of the Yidin. Perhaps that was part of the Tikkun, but I'll compone it. Klal Yisrael went back to the matzav of no Misa and no Yetzar HaPnimi. And now we're back to make the Tikkun HaSholim, the Tikkun of the Chet of Adam and Rishon. Because V'Sogel Shel Davar, we have to earn that Madrega of Trias HaMesim. And the Satan doesn't want to allow it, like the Nachosh didn't want to allow Adam to make the tikkun. Came the Nachosh, came the Satan, the Erev Rav, the Chule, with all the ideas, Moshe's base, that's what they saw. They're stuck in the Midbar. What's going to be? How are we going to connect with our Kodesh Baruch Hu? We don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu. The Rishonim explained that the idea of making an Egel was kiviyochol a mechanical Moshe Rabbeinu. The idea of an Egel Azov was to be a kli which should be mekabel shechinah. In one sense, they were right. The Hainu, in one sense, that they wanted to make it from gold. Later on, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mitzaveh us to make kruvim and make a kaporis, and the Rebbeinu Shalom says that he'll come down and be misvoyed, the choshomo, be bein shnei akruvim. The kruvim were made of zav. So the choymer that they thought was correct, but the tzura was wrong. And the emes, it was all wrong. It was completely wrong. Because if we want to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we have to be mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can't force HaKadosh Baruch Hu here. The way to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to realize that everybody should know this. Lemala, lemala. Okay, la godu, la giba, ba noira. Because if bechlal shayach for a human being, have shaychus to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, elamai, the mensch is mabatlim himself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu will come down and connect with him. The Gemara says, by a balgaiva, Tov as Hashem, ein ani v'hu yecholim nadur b'kvifa achas. When the mensch is machshuv himself, so there's no room for the Rebbeinu Shalom. Only Ali Day Bitl Ha'atzmi can a mensch be zoiche to shechina. The tikkun, b'mashehu al kol ponim, the chet ha'egel, was building the oil maid. And in the oil maid, every prat had to be kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe. Kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe. Kasher tzivu Hashem es Moshe. Every single prat. Because that the Shechina should come down, that we should be able to build a binyan that should be mekabel Shechina, could only be ali dei tzivui. Tzivui that mentions the battle himself. The kayin the tzivui, the tzuvim ha'oyser. The battle himself to Hashem Yisparach. Kodesh Baruch Hu's mitzaveh to make two kruvim. And then, with everything else in the oil way, then the Shechina will come. If you learn the parasha of Shmini, where the chalos of Shmini came, you'll see Klal Yisrael did everything, and then they would sabrochen. Why hasn't the Shmini come? Klal Yisrael would sabrochen, and Aaron HaKohen was sabrochen. Aaron HaKohen said to Moshe Rabbeinu, "What do you do to me? It's because of my averus the Shmini hasn't come." Moshe Rabbeinu was sabrochen, and they went into the Heichal, so they were mevakesh rachamim, that the Shechina should come. Why did Rebbeinu Shalom make such a matzah? Because only when the mensch is mevakel himself completely, the whole klal Yisrael mevakel themselves, a kibir of a Shechina, but the Shechina hasn't come, we are gornish. Then Mateitze Eish, it was the giver Shechina, came down to the oil. They made a mistake in the Cheshbon when Moshe Rabbeinu should come. And they thought, they saw Giluyim, that Lechoyer Moshe Rabbeinu is dead. And we're here in the Midbar. And we want a Kesher. What should they have done? What they should have done was done to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, cried out to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Who was Moshe Rabbeinu? Where did Moshe Rabbeinu come from? We made Moshe Rabbeinu, or the Rebbeinu Shalom sent Moshe Rabbeinu? How was Moshe Rabbeinu Zoicha to such a level of Nevuah? Because he was Onav Mikol Onav. And even Moshe Rabbeinu didn't want to go. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced him to be the manager of Klal Yisrael. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu picked Moshe Rabbeinu and sent Moshe Rabbeinu to us, he came from Hashem Yisbarach. And here we are, we the Chayra don't have a Moshe Rabbeinu. What's going to be? So the same HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent us a Moshe Rabbeinu, will send us another Moshe Rabbeinu. Someone else will get that Hashroya. Or however it's going to happen. And they decided we have to do something ourselves. And even though they knew the Be'etzin, it was also to make it. No Sa'asa L'chok Esa. We heard it. No Sa'asa L'chok Esa. But we can't live it. We have to be... There's been the matter, we have to be the Issa. Achmon and Islam. The Medrash says, right in the beginning, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Moshe Rabbeinu, Ra'ay Ra'isi, when Moshe Rabbeinu Tainas, the original Shlichas backfired, to Paro and to backfired. Rabbeinu Shalom says to Moshe Rabbeinu, you only see one ear, I see two ears. I see them being Mekabel Torah like you see them being Mekabel Torah, but I see them. The Shas Maimed Har Sinai, when there was the Gilui of the Machane Hashchina, says Rabbeinu Shalom, the Rabbeinu says, I see them being Mashmit, one of my Tetramulim. I see them taking off from the Kisei HaKovet, one of the four chayas that carry the Kisei HaKovet. Through the Gilui of Maimed Har Sinai, which they saw the Kisei HaKovet, they're going to misuse that Gilui and make cheshbonos and extract one of the four chayas. I know. The Ramban explains, the Pnei Shor is the smile of the Kisei, whatever this means, I have no idea about abyssal. We can take something out of this medrash. On the smoil is the Pnei Hashor, and they pulled away the Shor, extracted the Shor, they were mashed into that, and they made an Eger. Tetra Mulin, where Rabban explains, Tetra is four in Yavanish. And Mulin is what we call a mule. They extracted the egel, was not kosher to the Rabbeinu Shalom. It was a kli which they hoped should bring down the Shechina. But Be'etzin, the whole cheshbon, was to go away from the Kisei HaKovet, Be'etzin. By not being mevatel themselves, they didn't want to go away, they wanted to get close to the Kisei HaKovet, but they... The vault was by not being the battle themselves, but by saying, okay, we'll do this and we'll make this, and this should force the Shechina to come down. That was pulling it away from the Kisei. If you're in front of the Melech, you don't start pushing the Melech around. When you're in front of the Melech, let the Melech run the show. What are you taking away something? So the Be'etz in the ego separated them from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They would have said, Ribbono Shel'olam, help us, here we are, we don't have Moshe Rabbeinu, help us. It would have been mabattle themselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If they think we can take care of it, we will do something to force the Shechina here. That's a bechina of gaiva, it's a bechina of Ein ani v'hu yecholim nadu bekvifa achas. If it's you, then it's not me, says the Ribbono Shel Olam. They're taking away the etzem by what they were doing was doing the opposite of what they were trying to achieve. Getracht, whether it's emis or not, the pasha sees the muli is a mule. And a mule can't give birth. If you take away something from the kisei, then it's all the avodah zaras that there are, however holy their ideas were about the avodah zaras, which some of them in the beginning had heilige machshavos to start the avodah zara, whether it be ma'abe kvod shamayim or whatever, or besofa shadoma, the avodah zara can't give birth. It has no koyach itself. It doesn't have a koyach itself. When it's connected to the kisei, then through the kisei comes the gilui, comes the shefa. But if you take it away from the kisei, you take it away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not being mevatel yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then it doesn't have a koyach anymore. It's a mule. Can't give birth to anything. Can't give you anything. It's useless. That's what they did. Maimed HaSinai, stated Svarim, was the Yom HaErusin from Klal Yisrael to HaKadosh Baruch. In Erusin, the Isha is Miskadeshes, is Asur LeKol HaOlam. She miyuchot to her husband. Oh, but she still lives in Beis Aviyah. The Nisuin was supposed to be today. The Nisuin was supposed to be when Moshe Rabbeinu would bring down the Luchos Rishonos. Those Heilige Luchos, which were Ma'is Elohim, the Etzem Metzius Luchos was Nisius Dik, the Oksav was Nisius Dik, the Ganser Metzius Luchos was Nisius Dik. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the Kiviyochel brought us into Beisai. We would have, we'd be nesuim with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We would be completely together with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Erusin doesn't do that. Erusin, there's a kesher to the husband. Oh, but she's still in Beis Aviyah. She hasn't left Beis Aviyah and coming to Beis Baila. That was what was supposed to be. And the nesuim would have been the tikkun gadol of Chet of Adam HaRishon. By being mevatel ourselves and saying, no, we're not making any ego, we're not making cheshbonos, we're not doing anything, we're turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, damning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, help us. What would have been the next day, we would have seen the mistake, the terrible mistake that we made. The cheshbon was wrong, Moshe Rabbeinu is still here, Moshe Rabbeinu is coming down with the whole Torah, 40 days of Torah, Luchos, Gvaldik, the breast dress, the simcha that could have been in the priya would have been a particular of the priya. But it didn't happen. Today, we're still in a matzah of Murasa. Torah Tziva, Lavi, Moshe, Moirasha, Altikrit, Moirasha, and Murasa. We have that kesher with the Rabbeinu Shalom. We're Murasa with the Rabbeinu Shalom. But the Nisuin hasn't taken place. They were supposed to be yichud with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nisuin is yichud. Nisuin is the chasn and kala, ish v'isha. That's all, nothing else. The cheder yichud. Nisyache, just the two. Klal Yisrael and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, nothing else. That didn't happen. For Klal Yisrael to be in that matzah, of being nesuin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the whole klal has to be one klal. There has to be, the whole klal has to be misachet together. How can a klal be misachet together? How's it shaykh? A whole nation. 600,000 Yidden. Nine hour what we have today. How's it shaykh? There's only one way Klal Yisrael can be misachet. Ato echot, v'shimcha echot, u'mi ka'amcha Yisrael goy echot ba'aretz. Only if we're all mevatel ourselves, all of us are mevatel ourselves to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that we have the Am Echot that can be. the klal is not misached, then it's not shayach bichlal or klal to connect with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go into the cheder yichud. If every person, their people, their own cheshbonos, my own cheshbon, they can't be mevatel to the klal, it's not shayach. The carbon atomic, the very interesting carbon, is the carbon of the tzibur. A carbon tzibur is not a carbon of shutfus. A carbon tzibur is a musaf lifnei atzma. The ganze tzibur is bakul one carbon. It's only shayach a carbon atomic if there's one tzibur. We're all misached together. If that achdus breaks down, was Ken Zion, the Bin HaShabai, they were going in the battle of Satomit. How do we know how to be Misachi together? How do we know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu's rotzen to be Ma'achid us? Torah is what's Megale, not only the Yechidim. Torah is not only about Yechidus Dika Mitzvahs. One of the reasons the Torah wasn't given to the others is because Torah is also governs a whole tzibur, a whole cloud. Many of the mitzvahs are to the whole cloud. You need an arm to make a melech. You need a whole arm to have koyanim, levim, Yisraelim. You need a whole arm to have a Sanhedrin. Much of the Torah is regulating the whole tzibur, the klal, and putting us together as a klal. But if we don't have that achdus, we can say that's why Sarf HaPistomus is our Torah. V'hem mitzelem b'heichal. Menashe put a tzelem in the heichal. Of the Gemara, the Kof Ches on the base. What tzelem? The Chad Have, there was one tzelem. The Pasuk says, Al Knaf Shkutzim Neshoimim. There were two tzlamim. We put two tzlamim there. Omer Rova, Trey Have. There were two. The Nofal Chad Al Chavre, and one fell on the other. The Tavre Leili Yodeh. And he broke his hand. Vishtakach, Davaksiv, and then they found there was written on Pashas on the hand, the broken hand, the hand was it fell off the tzelem was broken. And Tzavis Lichruve Beisa, you wanted to destroy HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, Yodoch Ashlimas Leim. I paid your hand back to him. I gave your hand back to him. What's the thing? There was one, there were two, one fell on the other, and broke his hand. What's the... So in Netzach, the Maral's Mubayah, tifa in Yoni, but Levi the Shitchius. See, the Beis HaMikdosh is that side of Achdus of Klal Yisrael. Moshe Rabbeinu tells Korach, you think you can be a Kohen? The Goyim have different botim, have different kohanim, different mizbechas, different mahalchim. We only have bayis echod, mizbeach echod, kohen echod. The Beis HaMikdosh is one Beis HaMikdosh. When there's a Beis HaMikdosh, there's no bombers. All the avodas Hashem is broken into the Beis HaMikdosh. The Beis HaMikdosh is the place where the Yechido Shel Olam comes in his nisgale, the echod Hasholem. That's where we see the Achdus of Hashem. What do we see in the Beis HaMikdosh? People running around doing avodas Hashem, being mevatel themselves to Hashem, taking the Olam HaGashmi and uniting it with the Olam HaRuchni. Everything is misached in the Beis HaMikdosh. But Menashe, when he put the avodas in the Beis HaMikdosh, he knew. Ve'enoch hanami, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who's Echad. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Echad, the one Boire, the singular Boire who created everything, the Baruch Hu is Koilel HaKoil. But nobody ever thought that Avodah Zarah could be Koilel HaKoil. Avodah Zarah is a protistik of Koichus. But he wanted to put something instead of the Beis HaMikdash, instead of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the Beis HaMikdash. You need something which represents everything. But you can't. There's no Avodah Zarah which represents everything. So he put two. And two should be two sides of the pole. The kilo, that would bring all the koichos into the Beis HaMikdash through the Avodah Zarah. Oh, but the Makam HaMikdash is a place where there's only Echad. It's not soivel anything other than Echad. And this place took place. You want to put two, one fell on the other and knocked off his power. The Yad is Mesamel, the power. It says, I gave your power back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here in the Beis HaMikdash, you want to separate yourselves from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rachman and Itzlan is not Shaykh in the Beis HaMikdash. Yodoch Ashlimas Lei, I gave your hand back to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Well, the Avodah Zarah is separate. That's what the Egel was all about. You're being mashmit, one of the Tetran Mulin, you're taking it away, you're saying the separate Koiches, Cholila. The Beis HaMikdash, everything is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Avodas Hashem. You put the Avodas Zarah there. This is Gala Ashlimas Yodoch Lei. Here there's no room for anything like that. And what the Iker Vaistois from the Peace Mind keeps on bringing, Havka Ha'ir, Yom Shehavka Ha'ir. The fact that they burst the wall of Yerushalayim. Well, what's that? The tchila of the Churban beforehand, you thought they'd never be able to get into Yerushalayim. They had enough for 21 years. The siege would eventually they give up. Is that the whole pshat in Havka Ha'ir? That no, so now the Churban started because they got into Yerushalayim. It's much more than that. It's the bitul of the Musug of Yerushalayim. Yerushalayim is not Pashta Musug. Mizbar Kufchav Beis. So Machdi Boimim Li Beis Hashem Neilech. About Aliyah L'Regel. Oimdus Hoyer Raglein Bisharayich Yerushalayim. We were standing by the door, the gates of Yerushalayim. When there's Aliyah L'Regel, Kol Klal Yisrael comes to Yerushalayim. Kol Klal Yisrael. It won't be pashut to get in. There's a lot of people trying to get in through the gates of Yerushalayim. There was a traffic jam. Yerushalayim habaduya ki'ir shechubra layach. Gemara says, "Kiyush shechubra lo yachdov Yerushalayim shel matzus kelegi Yerushalayim shel mal." Yerushalayim is not a poshta city. Yerushalayim is what we say davening every day, three times a day. With Yerushalayim, ircha berachamim toshu. Yerushalayim is the ear Hashem. But the Gemara Chagiga says that on a Yom Tov, even though normally they go, he said, that Amei Haaretz, the choshish that the Amei Haaretz and the Tamei and the Chover, who's Makpid, who's Mekabel himself, that Tanoim of Chaveris, one of the things is that he only eats Chulin Betahara, those are the Bali Madrega in Klal Yisrael. They were also to eat with the Chumet and Amei Haaretz. So the choshish and Amei Haaretz be the time of the food. Of an yomtiv, on the regel, ir shechubra lo yachtov, ir shenersu kulam chaverim. Even the Amoritz becomes like a chover, and God's plan is soil to eat together. Yerushalayim is the samel de achdus of Klal Yisrael. Ish echubra lo yachta. Ken Zayin, that's why on Bench Rosh Chodesh, when we bring the table for the Geula, we say, Chaverim kol Yisrael, lo osiv lovoi, even the Amei Horetz will become Chaverim. And we'll be nischave together, not only in halachadik avot. We would be friends, we will become mischave together. Ki ish echubra lo yachta. Shesham olu shvatim shivtei ka. Eidus li Yisrael. Zav the Malbin. What's the Eidus li Yisrael here? The Eidus li Yisrael is that they are one nation. Goy Echot. Aliyah the Rege, when God's Klal Yisrael come together. All in Yerushalayim. Mavin alayim. But the Madrege. The Oma Odom, Tzali Amokim Sheolim B'Yerushalayim. Millions of Yidden squeezed into Yerushalayim. The Rishon, the Mefoshim say, it was Tzar. The nest wasn't that it wasn't Tzar, it was Tzar. There was a bigger nest when they went into the Azara and everybody was squeezed together. Oidim Tzvufim. When they were Mishtachaveh, then there was a nest, Mishtachaveh Revochim. They went into a different world, a world which we don't understand. If you all squeeze together and you're standing up and you bow down, you fall on the floor, how can the space expand? Terrences, they weren't in the Olam HaGashmi, which we understand, they were in a different Olam in the Beis HaMikdash. That was in the Beis HaMikdash. Agav, we daven, Tzkav V'Shoi V'Godol, Cheruseinu, Kapteinu Yachad, Me'arba Kapteinu. For the last few weeks, I've been thinking, occasional time when I was actually mechavik something in Davni. Kapteinu Yachad, the Rebbe shall bring us back, we won't need social distancing. Odin Tzvufim, part of the Gabbers and Klalis was with Tzvufim, we're all connected one with another. Shtachavim Revochim. Yerushalayim wasn't Ad Kedei Kach. Yerushalayim was Tzah. But the nest was Le'oma Odom Tzali Amokim. Nobody ever complained. Klalis saw they came to such an Achdus of Aliyah and Rege, such a Madrege of Chaverim Kol Yisrael. Nobody complained. Everything was Gishmag and good and thin and everybody squashed together. Not only they squashed together, you make a cheshbon. How many behemoths there were in Yerushalayim for all the korbanos which they had to be makruv. Every person, every man who goes Aliyah LeRegel has to be makruv three korbanos. Mavlal Arayin, Le'oma Adam Tzali Amokim, Yerushalayim, Sotam Malbim, is Eidus LeYisrael, Shesham Olu Shvatim Shiftei Kar, they're the Shiftei Kar. They're the Shvatim who are shayach to Kar, to Hashem. Eidus LeYisrael, it's an Eidus LeYisrael, this is such an Am Echad. How? The Hoidah is the Shem. When we're all moideh, when we battle ourselves to Hashem Yisbar, lehoides l'shem Hashem. Yerushalayim is the summer, the achdus of Klal Yisrael. Nefesh HaChaim says at the end of Shabbos that Klal Yisrael are called Yerushalayim. In a lot of places, Yerushalayim doesn't mean the city, it means Klal Yisrael. As a Klal, as a Meuchad, who mekabel the Ashra, from Hashem Yisrael. The Pasuk Yibitzion Teitzei Soira, Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. So the Malbim, the Tzion here means the Beis HaMikdash, where the Sanhedrin was. Kibitzion Teitzei Soira, Hoira, that comes out from Tzion. Udvar Hashem is Nevuah. The Dvar Hashem comes from Yerushalayim. The Gaon also learns like that. Udvar Hashem Yerushalayim. What was so meyuchad Yerushalayim, the Dvar Hashem? Dvar Yerushalayim is the achdus of the Am. Nevuah comes from the Am. Dvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim. There were Nevi'im who were misnabe in the whole of Eretz Yisrael. The Dvar Hashem b'Yerushalayim is mitzad the Am, the Achdus Ha'am. Or if there's no Achdus Ha'am, Ubifrat in the Gemara says that Huvka Ha'ir was in the Bayis Sheni. Bayis Rishon wasn't on Shivos at the times. And we know that Bayis Sheni, the Ike Aveira, was Sinas Chinam. Sinas Chinam is we're all worried about ourselves. We make our own cheshbonos. Indeed, Dugma said he came upon you. The Kamsa Bar Kamsa, the Agav. It's interesting that the Gemara says, Akamsa Bar Kamsa, Chova Yerushalayim. Not only the Beis Hamikdash. Akamsa Bar Kamsa, Chova Yerushalayim. When Ahu Gavra sees Kamsa sitting there, and his time is, what should he have done? I don't know how he got here. I invited my good friend Bar Kamsa. I haven't spoken to Kamsa for years. What's he doing here? I don't know. Why is it Minah Shemayim he's here? Maybe Kamsa wants to ask Mechila. On my Simcha, the day of Simcha, maybe we'll make up and end this city, Machlokes. No. Out. You stare my Simcha. When he says he'll pay for half the Suda, maybe that's how you're going to pay for it. Out. Not the values. A Yid who lives with the Rebbeinu Shalom can't do that. But a Sinas Chinam, says the Gaon, is when there's no Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If a Yid has Bitachon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there can't be Sinas Chinam. Anything that happens, it's Min HaShemayim, the Rebbeinu Shalom made this person at this time and this person do that, or whatever it is, it's all Min HaShemayim. Sinas Chinam is a steer to Bitachon. We doubt we should have Bitachon. Al HaTzadikim, Sen Socha Toiv, Lekol HaBoitchim, Veshimcha Be'emes, Vesin Chalkeinu in Mohen. We should be together with those Heilige Chabura, Boitchim, Veshimcha Be'emes. We should have Bitachon. And then, if we'll have Bitachon, V'li Yerushalayim. The only other bracha which is, starts with the Vav is V'la Malshinim, because that's connected to Hashiva Shoftenu. Every other bracha starts with other Vav, but V'li Yerushalayim. Because if we'll have that Bitachon, in this chet, we'll live with the Rebbeinu Shalom, we'll be mebatal ourselves, the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'li Yerushalayim ircha v'rachamim tosh. Then we can ask our Kodesh Baruch Hu to come back. It starts with the dakus of the chet ha'ego that broke out liyah on our Kodesh Baruch Hu. And if we're broken, that's Leon HaKadosh Baruch, we think we're in charge, we can do things, then the proper Achdus of Klal Yisrael is going to break down. You can't have a common tzibur that it's one entity. And you're not living up either Torah which governs how the tzibur should be. And the Tzelem would be Megala the Achdus in the Beis Hamikdash. Chal Yisrael is supposed to be Mesachet. And the Heilige Yerushalayim, the Metzias of Yerushalayim, Ki'ir Shechubra Lo Yachdov, where Klal Yisrael come three times a year to be Mesachet with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hovka Ha'ir, when the Goyim come in. Take away the Gewaltige Madrege of Yerushalayim. Akamtzel bar kamtzel chol beYerusha. Perhaps we're living now in a very strange matzah. None of us have ever experienced such a matzah. Absolutely vados, nobody knows mayulat yoim. Certainly not what's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be a Beinah's month. There's going to be an El's month. Will there be a winter's month? Will there be Rosh Hashanah davening? Will there be a tomorrow? Can we daven in a shul tomorrow? We don't know. We're living in a matter of a total ivados. Moshe Rabbeinu is not here, but the Rebbeinu Shem is still here. Perhaps the social distancing, perhaps the fact we have to wear masks, maybe it's telling us we should be careful what comes out of our mouths. Sinas Chinam comes together with Lashon Hara. As it's telling us, we've broken the Omdin Tzfufim of Klal Yisrael. But what can we do to be Metakin? Everybody has to see the Bein Adam Lechaveiros is taken very schwer now, much in lots of Bein Adam Lechaveiros. Can't be Mekarev people like we used to be able to. Be careful in Lashon Hara. Or to be Mischazik in Avinu Sheva Shamayim, he's still here. And to daven to him. Be mischanin to him. Sim shalom, toivo uvrocho, chein vo chesed vo rachamim vo leinu vo kol Yisrael amecho. Baruchenu avinu. We only have one tati in Shamayim. All of us have the same tati. We're all brothers. Bechenu beis Yisrael. We're all brothers. How? Avinu Sheva Shamayim, Orcheinu, Avinu, Kulanu, Ke'echad, Be'ar Panecha. Rebbeinu Shalom, we want to be close. It's only Shaykh. But first, you bring Sim Sholem. We have to try and do what we can do. But the ultimate thing we ask in God's word, Sim Sholem, Toivah, Baruchah. Ocheinu avinu, kulanu ke'echad, ba'ar panecho. He said, I want ar panecho, I want Torah, I want to know the sugya. God is klal Yisrael. The birchas ha-Torah, the mechois in the bracha, hamelamei Torah le'amo Yisrael. Torah was given to the ganze klal. When we're all ke'echad, then we can help Rebbeinu Shalom give us ar panecha, meir panecha, endless gzeira. Perhaps we're more worried about the gzeira we're living through now, today. But it all goes back to the Sherish HaSheroshim. Today we can make Ashtikali Soyerus. Borcheinu Avinu Kulonu Ke'echon Bar Panecho. Then Take we should see all the Tanios, Bichoise and Sosin, Vesinchin.